All right, welcome. It is May the 15th, and we in the house. Yes, we are in the house. Thank you for that, sister. You always ready, aren't you? Yes, baby, I'm ready. All right. Well, everybody's ready tonight. It's called Talk It Up, or Talk Up Tuesday. Want to make mention, too, that on May 20th, I'm going to be going live on AM 730. So, guys, definitely make sure that you tune in from the hours of 5 to 6 p.m. And so it's another market that we're going to be hitting, but it's still on the internet. So you guys can still tune in, and it'll just be another night of broadcasting. I'm going to have some great shows lined up, and I'm getting some great shows scheduled also for Tuesday night. You know, we still have to keep Tuesday night because it's always election night. And I always like to watch the polls on those election nights and give you the results. So, you know, we're doing shorter shows now with the crew. Yeah, we're doing shorter shows, but they're going to be lengthening and getting longer because, like I said, we're going to be scheduling shows. But in the process, in the meantime, we've been kind of revamping, strategizing, making a plan, and now getting ready to execute it, excited about what's to come. So make sure you visit the website, bytvlive.com. You can stay in tune, what's going on, how the show is moving, and all of that. We're in the process of updating that now. So definitely go and visit, subscribe, because you'll get emails, and we'll be able to notify you. Yeah, baby, subscribe. You need to keep up with the curve, okay? Because we're going to be doing some things. And, you know, I always got a word now. The Lord is always speaking to us. So you need to follow us so you can know what's going on.
That's right. Listen to sister, okay? And so, anyway, without further ado, you know I like music, and so I've been listening to country music, and I played it last week, but I really like the song because, you know, it's like a funny song. It really is. It's a funny song to me, but it's a good song, and, you know, it just takes you back and just causes you to remember, you know, a little bit about where you came from. You know, sometimes you just need to go back and remind yourself of where you come from. You know, there's some things that happened. There's some monumental moments that made you who you were as the person you are now. And so certain music takes me back to those times. And so that's why I love music. So anyway, I'm going to play that, and then we're going to come back with some talk, okay? This is Alan Jackson, Where I Come From. It's cornbread and chicken, all right? You know, I like the chicken. So anyway, here's Alan Jackson. We'll be back.
Yeah, you crazy.
Life rolling wheels and shifting gears round that Jersey Turnpike. Barney stopped me with his gun 10 minutes after midnight. Said, sir, you broke the limit in his rusty old truck. I don't know about that accent, son. This, where did you come from? I said, where I come from, it's cornbread and chicken. Where I come from, a lot of front porch sitting. Where I come from, trying to make a living, working hard to get to heaven. Where I come from, I south of Detroit City, pulled in this country kitchen. Try their brand of barbecues, I said finger licking. I paid the tab and the lady asked me how'd I like my biscuit. I'll be honest with you, ma'am, it ain't like mama fixed it. Cause where I come from, it's cornbread and chicken. Where I come from, a lot of front porch picking. Where I come from, trying to make a living and working hard to get to heaven. Where I come from.
All right. Now that was a little bit. I didn't want to play the whole song because we are broadcasting a shorter show. And so that was a little bit of Alan Jackson, Where I Come From. Hopefully you guys enjoyed that song. I really do enjoy that song because, you know, it always remind you back in the day, you know, and stuff. And so, anyway, it was just a fun song. And we're going to get back into some
Talk It Up Tuesday. Man, some of the topics and stuff that we've been talking about here in the city of Memphis has been the Top Stop Shop. Yes, this has been an issue that has been going on in a community off of Springdale and Howe. And the community is wanting that door shut down. And let me tell you the reason why. Jealous, baby, because I need to know. Okay, this is the reason why the community wants the store shut down, is that it was a 17-year-old African-American young man that stole a beer or something. You know, we doing Swisher Sweets, and this situation was a beer. So anyway, the owner of the store shot and killed the 17-year-old man, or a 17-year-old young African male.
God, no, here in Memphis?
Yes, here in Memphis, Tennessee. And so the community has been protesting, and they want the store gone. The thing that you know, has been an issue is that they're having problems with closing the store. Why do you think that they're having problems with closing the store?
Well, baby, let me tell you. Now, see, you know, since I'm older, back in the day, now, we had control over our neighborhood. And if we didn't want you in our neighborhood, you wasn't in our neighborhood. We pay taxes, we own our homes, and we wanted what we worked hard for every day. And that is a good neighborhood to raise our children in, and a safe neighborhood so we can go to the store and do what we want to do in our lives because we work hard to get what we get. Now, that's your sister. That's just how we used to do it because we took pride in everything that we did. We took pride in our work. We took pride in the check we brought home and the money we had. And we did stuff to build it up and build up our community. We had our own store. So why are we letting these people come in and they killing our business?
Well, that's the issue that's going on with the community right now. And, you know, I'm saying the same thing, is that if you want it out the neighborhood, then done dollar, point period blank. The community has spoke. Done dollar is done. And so, you know, and I think that when the community speaks, you know, the community has a say, because you have community neighborhood watches. So it's the neighborhood that says, hey, we see this, we're watching this. No. So every neighborhood has a neighborhood watch. And their communities are standing up and they're taking back their neighborhoods. And, hey, that's the only way we're going to get a handle on this, is community people in the community, neighbors, standing up and taking your neighborhoods back. And so I think that that is what should be happening. This BYTV, communities, take your neighborhoods back. You know what you want in your neighborhood. And, hey, if the councilmen don't back you, then, hey, come election time, make sure they don't get back in that seat. You know, and, hey, go to those council meetings and demand that. Every council meeting, you have the right to stop. You have a right to state your concerns concerning your neighborhood to whoever represents your district and your community, your neighborhood. And so you have the right to go to those meetings. You have the right to voice your opinions and state what you need done in your neighborhood. And so they have the right to sit there and listen and meet your demands. And back in the Roman, you know, back in the kingdom days, you know, when they ran kingdoms, you know, they would come to the king or queen and tell them their problems, and they would bring, you know, whatever, and, you know, but they would tell that king or queen their problems, and then they would execute and eliminate the problem so the kingdom would keep running. And so, you know, government is kind of set up that way, but yet they lack the knowledge of how a kingdom is ran. So you don't have problems when you're meeting the needs of the people. You have problems when you're not meeting the needs of the people. When the people are coming to you and saying no, then as councilmen, as representatives of those neighborhoods and of the citizens, because we're public servants, if you're in a political office, that's the role that you play as a public servant. So with that being said, what else do we want to talk about? Sister, what do you want to share today?
Well, you know, I was looking at the news. You know, well, it wasn't really the news. It was the gossip station.
And I was looking at the gospel station, and it was on there, and it was a pastor on there. And he and his wife, they had been missionaries in Iran. And they showed the pictures of the horror that's going on there. And my heart broke because I felt the babies, because you know how I feel about the babies.
Yes, yes, we're all about saving our children. Yes, we love the babies here.
Yes, and so it's some horrible things going on there. And they're killing the Christians, and they've gone to the government. And the government is backing them because it's not really the people, I don't think, in Iran. I think it's the terrorists that are doing the damage. And so the communities are coming together. And the glorious thing that I heard today was that the Jews and the Gentiles are coming together to combat this thing. And I thought that was a glorious thing. You know, I mean, it's a tragedy. But if it's bringing people together to make this world a better place, then God is in the midst. And so I don't know what's going to be done there. But I know that there's Christians over there and they need to get out. And I think the government there is working to get them out and get them safe because they're being slaughtered. And so we're going to pray for them and pray for them and pray that they get a good handle on that situation and save those children. And so that's what I wanted to share. That's what I saw on the Gospel TV net. It was, I think, on the Word Network. I'm out. What was it? Last day. Oh, no, Chad. You know, I be watching them all.
Well, yeah, I know you be watching them all. You be watching them all day, huh?
Well, you know, I like to keep my energy flowing, right? You know, and I got to keep a certain atmosphere. Well, you know, I just watch what I got on my TV and everything. You know, got to keep that flow. Got to keep that flow.
I understand that flow now. We got, ain't nothing like that flow. I'm all for that flow. All right, guys, we are almost out of time. Man, this show, it really does go by fast. What do I want to share now? Those are some of the main things that I wanted to share. I definitely want to make sure that you guys tune in. I've got a great show. Got some great guests lined up. It's going to be a great time. I'm excited. They're excited. And so we're all excited about May 20th and stuff, and it's going to be something special for me. You know how I am. Always like, you know, I always get all giddy and excited with something, you know, because it's like, you know, okay, this is part of the dream. Yeah, I'm feeling like that. And so anyway, but that's the thing, guys. Stay tuned. May 20th, Sunday. 5 to 6 p.m. on AM 730, and make sure you tune in every Tuesday at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time on blogtalkradio.com/BYTV. Yes, BYTV is going to be live on AM 732. Yes, expansion, baby. It's 2018. It's time for growth. Growth means change. And so we're excited for everything that's going on and change that is happening. And so if no one has told you that they love you, we're telling you that we love you.
We love you, baby. Yes, we love you, children of the Most High. We love you.
Yes, we do. And hey, make sure you laugh more, you love more, and most importantly, make sure you motivate somebody. All right? Because motivation is the key, man. There's enough sadness in the world, guys. All right, so let's motivate each other, and let's make a difference in this world. What the world needs now is you and me. That's what it needs. All right, until next Tuesday. Love you.